Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
This is CBS Eye on the World. Behind the Black, Bob Zimmerman is here. Bob, spacesuits. I remember there's a problem with American spacesuits versus Russian, but I can't remember the details. What is that?
It's actually more complicated than that, but there's a basics. The American suit is not very well designed that they use on ISS. It never has been. It's very complex, hard to use, hard to set up, and aged, very aged. It was first designed almost a half a century ago, and they really haven't done anything since. And actually, NASA has spent almost 2 decades now trying to replace it and has not yet succeeded. The Russian suits are well designed. They've been upgrading them over the years, and they use them regularly, and the Chinese copied that design. So that's that. But the situation with the suits on ISS is much more critical. NASA has a contract, the Collins Aerospace, who's got the contract in 2010 to maintain and upgrade these suits on ISS. It started out as a cost-plus contract for $324 million. It's now ballooned to $1.4 billion over time. And there was an inspector general report this week that showed that Collins is failing in its job. It's not getting the maintenance done. And we've had experience with this, with spacesuits having to be canceled because the astronaut's life was in danger. There was one case where water was building up in the suit and they could have drowned. They had to cancel the water. The spacewalk. And Collins, this inspector general report says Collins is just not getting the job done. The problem is that NASA has no alternative at the moment. And NASA seems to be fixated on keeping Collins when it's very clear that that someone else could do this. For example, Axiom got a contract 3 years ago to build a moon suit, space suits, and they've already now tested them underwater, and they're almost complete, and they're ready for training use with astronauts. So they've got their job done, Axiom, and probably Axiom will start developing spacesuits next for space stations. But on ISS, we have a problem because we might, in the next 5 years, get into a situation where no spacewalks can be done by NASA on the NASA half of the station because they won't have spacesuits they can rely on.
Can we buy the Russian suits? I mean, Russian honors...
That's an interesting question. We probably could, but there's other factors involved with that, technologically wise and political issues, and it's not necessarily the solution. The solution is NASA should have years ago fired Collins and gotten a different contractor to do this. Axiom is developing its own space station suit out of the moon suits it's created. And it could very well have that working in just a few years. It's going to need it for its own space station. So it's very possible Axiom suits could be purchased by NASA at that point and save the day. But NASA should have made this action much sooner.
All right. A Belgian company is joining. What is Starlab Space Station Consortium? What is that?
All right, so there are four companies or consortiums that are competing to build commercial space stations. Haven 1 by VAST, Axiom, Orbital Reef, who are led by Blue Origin, and Starlab. And this is a consortium of American companies. It includes Northrop Grumman and a company called Voyager Space, and European company Airbus, as well as the European Space Agency. And in fact, this consortium is focusing on trying to make it the European space station of the future. And they all cemented that position by joining and a partnership with a Belgium space company called Space Applications. This company makes hardware and other things, and it also has decided to invest in Starlab as well. And so this is just strengthening that partnership for building that space station, John. Of the four space stations that are competing to be built, Haven 1 by VAST, Axiom by Axiom, and Starlab by this consortium, all have really moved forward and are doing the work to establish themselves and build things and make things happen. The fourth station, Orbital Reef, which is led by a consortium of Blue Origin and Sierra Space, I basically call that dead in the water right now. Blue Origin has done nothing, which, of course, is normal for that company. Well, even though Sierra Space has built its inflatable modules and tested them that it would use on the station, its reputation has been badly soured by its failure to get Dream Chaser, the cargo mini shuttle, launched, and to lose that NASA contract. So I think that last station is probably going to fall by the wayside. I just don't see it happening. But the other three, they're going great guns, and NASA's going to support them, I think.
Varda is a winner. What does it do, Bob?
All right, Varda is a company that builds capsules that fly in space for a period of time, where they can do experiments or produce products for sale, and then they return to Earth where the products can be sold. And they've already launched two capsules and returned them. I think they've got a third capsule in orbit right now, and they plan to do a lot more capsules in the next few years. They signed a contract to land up to 20 capsules to 28 in Southern Launch range in Australia. Southern Launch is one of Australia's spaceports, proposed commercial spaceports, but they also are a range where they can drop capsules off from the surface, and they've made an agreement. This is where Varda's returned its last capsule. It was originally going to use an Air Force range in Utah, but the red tape in the U.S. made that impossible. So they went to Australia. They signed this deal to do 20 more capsules through 28, which means they're going to be flying a lot more capsules, John, which means there's a lot of money to be made for producing products in weightlessness, and they are definitely proving that right now.
A radical thruster design. What is that?
All right, so satellites need to move around, and they have a variety of ways to do this. Some of them use chemicals. Some of them use what they call an ion engine, which is very efficient, but it produces a very small thrust. But it's so efficient it can fire for a very, very long time. But it's still a low thrust. A startup called Portal is a propulsion startup that is testing and has successfully tested what they call a thermal thrust engine. And what this does is they concentrate sunlight power to heat a material, in this case ammonia, and that ionizes it so that it then is released to produce a thrust. But because of the concentrated power of the light, it produces more thrust. And they've tested this, and this is future use, I'm telling you, for spacecraft.
Bob Zimmerman, Little Red Dots, Behind the Black. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.